Yesterday we bothered the shmooze. So the shiva suggested either we should always give shiur room four, or at least the day when there's a shmooze, we should give it room in whatever room four is. I don't know what that is.
Four is pretty small.
Whatever the ilam. He doesn't mind if we give every day, except when there's a shmooze. It's not we stared, I stared. That's my screaming.
They were bothering us.
Okay, so you'll figure it out. How did the Ram go? You did the whole thing? Yeah, basically. Okay, we'll try to make some Seder over here in a Machloikas Taisis in the Ram. Okay. Let's see Taisis inside. We'll start with that. It says in the Mishnah that Shluchi Mitzvah are Potter Min HaSukkah. And the Gemara is Mavur because of Taisik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. So Taisa says, Shluchi mitzvah, hilchi b'dvar mitzvah, kogain lumay Torah, l'kabal p'nei rabbi, u'liftei shvuyim, p'tur min asukav, afilu b'shas chani yosem, came pirish b'kuntras. Rashi tells us that not only while they're going, even when they rest, they're also putter from an asukav at that time. V'chein mashma, b'gemara, where Rashi says that the putter from shas chani yosem is not Rashi's invention, it's muchach v'an a gemara. The ka'amar, hilchi l'dvar mitzvah, p'tur min asukav, Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. Someone who's going to Dvar Mitzvah is potter b'yoyim and b'layla, mashma, afal pi she'ein hoilchen ela b'yoyim. When it says potter b'yoyim and b'layla, means even if they're not going at night and they're only going by day, still they're potter at night. How do I know that? D'i azl b'yoyim u'uvel elya, if we're talking about where they're going day and night and then they're potter, then afilu l'dvar harishus nami p'tiri k'diktani b'braisa. Any holchi derech, even for Dvar Rishus, while he's being holich, we'll learn in the Sugya's Potter Min HaSukkah. So why is Shluchei Mitzvah different? Holchi L'Dvar Mitzvah. It must be it's talking about where he's going by day, resting at night, and still he's Potter. So that's a makor for Shitas Rashi that says, Afilu B'Shas Chaniyosin, you're also Potter Min HaSukkah. And Knira, that was Poshet Tatoisvis, I think we mentioned this yesterday, that b'shas l'chaniya, while he's resting, that's also called oisik b'mitzvah. He's also oisik b'mitzvah. In other words, even though right now he's not doing anything, he's just resting on the way, but because that's the derech of halicha, that you go and you rest, you go and you rest, so even during the resting time, I'm in the middle of the halicha, I'm in the resting part of the halicha, but I'm middle of the halicha, and that's also called oisik b'mitzvah. It's not so simple to me, but it seems that was not an issue to Tosis. That's not his kasha. Tosis doesn't ask, you're not oisik b'mitzvah, b'shas chaniyah. That's fine. You're oisik b'mitzvah, if you live b'shas chaniyah, so you have the p'tur. Tosis asks another question. I'm sorry. One more raya first of Tosis. Oid. Uvda d'Rav Chizda v'Rabba Baravuna, d'gonu araksa d'sura. They slept on the beach of Sura when they were going to be makabel p'nei rabbi. And they didn't go inside a sukkah. So you see, even b'shas, they're resting when they're not actually going. They're also potter min sukkah, like Rashi says. So you have gemaras mefuroshos, like Rashi says. V'teim b'frek toisvis im yochoylin l'kayim shneyem amay peturin avada. Like we said, the shas chaniyoson is a oisik b'mitzvah. But during the chaniya, you're able to be makayim the mitzvah of sukkah together with the mitzvah of halicha. L'dvar mitzvah. You could do them both. You could do them both. So im kein, if it's yochel l'kayim shneyem, why should you be putter? The p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, putter min ha-mitzvah, is only when says Tosfos it's efshel l'kayim shneyem. But if it's efshel l'kayim shneyem, then you don't have the p'tur. And Tosfos proves it. The otu adam sheyesh leitzitzis bebigdoi v'tfilin b'roishoi mi miftar b'kach mishar mitzvahs avada. We know that if someone who's wearing tefillin is chayif to say Krishma is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Someone who's wearing tzitzis is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Why don't we say oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah? It must be because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Then you don't have the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Im kein b'shas chaniyosin should be the same thing as wearing tefillin and wearing tzitzis efshel l'kayim shneim, and they should be chayiv in sukkah. So how does what's p'shak ha-pshat that b'shas chaniyosin you're going to be potter? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos brings now another raya that when it's efshel l'kayim shneim. There is no p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. from the Gemara in the Dorim. Ubeperek ein bein hamuder gabi hamuder hana michavet hamuder hana. Let's say somebody assered himself from being nene from his friend. He's not allowed to be nehenna from Reuven. Is not allowed to be nehenna from Shimon. Nevertheless, Reuven is machzir lo avidosai. Reuven who can't have hana from Shimon is allowed to be machzir the aveda to Shimon. Aye, there is some level of hana. Afa pi de mahani le pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef means that somebody who's being oisik in the mitzvah of aveda, and an oni comes and wants money, you potter from giving him because of oisik be mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. So somebody who's usher to have hana from his friend by being machzir his aveda, be'etzem he winds up being nehene the pruta de Rabbi Yosef. He saves that pruta that he doesn't have to give tzedakah. That's called hana. So how are you allowed to be machzir as aveda? I'm going to end up being nehene by being mahani the pruta de Rabbi Yosef. And on that, the Gemara says in the Dora, mishum de lo shchicha. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef is lo shchicha. That the oni should come and I should be potter from giving it because I'm oisik in the mitzvah of aveda. Says Toisvis, vi'i calls mancha aveda bebeisoy miftar milesiv rifta la'oni. When I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, not only when I return it, even when I'm being shomer in the house, the Aveda, for how long as it takes till I find him, I'm also being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Mestama means, like it says in the Pasuk, v'yasafta el toich beisecha. The Torah doesn't just say hoshev teshivim. The Torah says, asafta el toich beisecha, bring it home, watch it, and then return it. So long as it is in my house, I am being mekayim the mitzvah of v'yasafta, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and that whole time, if it's in my house for a few months, I should be pater from giving money to an ani. So why is that considered lo shchicha? Im kein shchicha, that's very shchiach. During that month that I'm watching the Aveda, an ani comes, I'm pater. Ela vadai loy miftar. You're not pater just from having the Aveda in your house. That's like having tefillin on your head. It's efshel l'kayim shneim. So when are you pater? Ela vadai loy miftar, ela b'sha shu oisik ba. While he's busy with the Aveda, not just that it's sitting on the shelf in his house, when he's busy going talus shel Aveda, v'shoit chalitzarcha, he spreads out the talus in order that it shouldn't get moldy. Oy behema shenoist nolamazoinis, you're feeding the animal that is the Aveda. That time, it's e'ef shel l'kayim shneim, while I'm busy with the talus, while I'm busy with the Aveda, I can't give the money to the ani, then I'll be putter, I'll oisik b'mitzvah. And that's the l'shchicha sheba oisle shah, punk, at that second, yavei ode ani l'shal mimenu. So in Mela, we see from over there, weiter, that even though you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're being makayim a mitzvah of aveda, by having it in your house, you're chayiv to give the ani money, only when it's e'ef shel l'kayim shneim, and you're busy working with the aveda, then you're going to be potter. So we see from over here that oisik b'mitzvah potter ben mitzvah is only when it's e'ef shel l'kayim shneim, not when it's e'ef shel l'kayim shneim. That's the two rayas of Tosfos. One is otu mishe niach tefillin is potter. We know that people wearing tefillin is chayiv mitzvahs. That's not from a gemara, that's just from a fact. And the second one is from this gemara that you see aveda in your house doesn't potter you from the mitzvah of giving an ani. So only when you're working with it. So memel effect Tosfos, why b'shas chaniyosa are you potter? L'choira, you're considered e'ef shel l'kayim shneim. Says Tosfos, Inu kimta, v'tzorach loymar, tahocha nami ayri b'chi agavna, di'i mitrudi b'kiyum mitzvah soka, havi mevatli mi mitzvahs. Taisa says that we have to make inu kimta. All these times that we say that you potter afilu b'shas chaniyoson, and the Gemara says in daf chavav that you potter bein b'yoyim bein b'layla, they were gonna araksu the surah, those are all ba'oifen that if they would have had to look for a soka, they would have been mevatel from the mitzvah that they're in the middle of doing. Let's say they were on the way to be mekabel p'nei rabbi. If they would have had to been busy, spend time getting a sukkah, finding a sukkah, they would have delayed in their kabbalas p'nei rabbi, and it will be mevatel from the mitzvah. Other rishonim say a lashon that it would be mefagrim in mitzvah. Say the Ran brings such a lashon. They would have delayed their mitzvah. The mitzvah would have been have to get pushed off. In that oifen, that's called e'ef shel l'kayim shneim. But in a chanami, if when they were resting and there was mamish, no delay to the mitzvah, it made absolutely no difference whether they slept in a sukkah or they slept in a house. It was equal, the mitzvah wouldn't be delayed, and the chanam, it'll be mechayev to sleep in a sukkah. The only time the potter b'shas chaniyoson is when it's also a matziv of e'ef shel l'kayim shneim, which is a doichik. The Ran says that's a doichik, that's not the poshav shat. The Gemara says, on daf chavav, that the potter bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. And we're making a new kimta, not every time are they potter b'layla. They're only potter b'layla in a case where if they would have to look for a sukkah and get a sukkah, it would delay them or impair their kiyum of the mitzvah they're in the middle of. But that's what Tosfos says, b'deles breira, because otherwise it's efshel l'kayim shneim. And efshel l'kayim shneim, there is no p'tur of eisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. That's Tosfos. The Mordechai brings a ravya that says something very similar, just he saves a little bit this doichik that I just said. He says like this, not because that if you would have to look for a sukkah, then memele would delay the mitzvah. He says like this, you're going on the road towards the mitzvah, and you have to rest in order to continue going tomorrow. That's what he's doing. He says, very balabatish, somebody who sleeps in a sukkah could sleep, but definitely you sleep much better when you sleep in the house. It's not so comfortable sleeping in the sukkah. So if you sleep in the house, you'll rest better, and you'll be able to do more halicha tomorrow. You'll be able to do your mitzvah better. So im kein, you potter. Not because if you look for a sukkah, you'll delay. Every shein of a sukkah impairs your halicha of tomorrow. It affects the halicha that you can't do it as well. So mamela, that's also considered ef shalakayim shneim. If you'll sleep in the sukkah, you won't do the halicha as well tomorrow as much. Maybe you won't go as fast. So there will always be a delay in the mitzvah. Masha Enkein, if you sleep in the house, you'll do it faster. So it's also always Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Now, it's the same idea as Tosfos, that it's also Eif Shalakayim Shneim, but it's not a Nukimta only in one case, where if you would look for the sukkah, you would have problems. Every single case, always, of sleeping in the sukkah will impair your halicha of tomorrow. Therefore, it's always considered Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Eif
Shalakayim Shneim means that you won't be able to be on the same level.
Yes, that's what you see in Tosfos also. When Tosfos says, what does it mean? That if he finds a sukkah, then he can't be makabel b'nei rabbi? It's weird. The Ran quotes Tosfos saying, mefagri mi mitzvah, you'll delay it. That's also considered Eif Shalakayim. That's also, a delay of a mitzvah is also Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Maybe that's a good point to emphasize. We see from over here that even a delay in a mitzvah is also considered an Eif Shalakayim Shneim. What?
True.
He might not do it as well. In a chanami, very good. That's another raya. You're right. That doesn't mean that the mitzvah will go away. Lagam. We'll see many, many rayas, Mitzvah Shem, to that. But that is 100% correct. So that's the Mahalach of Tosfos. The Mordechai B'Shem, the Rav Yoh, is the same idea, just a little bit different. That we're talking about a case, or it's always a case of Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. Now, Tosfos built this Yisoid that Efshir L'Kayim Shneim is Potter. When it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, you're Chayiv. Now, I think the way we learned yesterday, Rashi agrees to Tosfos, this Yisoid. We'll see the Ran argues on Tosfos, but Rashi agrees to Tosfos. And Lefi Rashi, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara right over here on Daf Chaf Hei. Because Rashi said, what is the chilek between Besula and Be'ula? A Besula is Tarid, and an Almana is Loi Tarid. And Rashi says, so what if it's Loi Tarid? So it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. We weren't so clear with the Rashi. Because we said that if the Almana, by Loi Almana, it's Loi Tarid, so you're not even Oisig B'Mitzvah. It's not just Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, there's no Mitzvah B'Chlal. We worked out somehow in Rashi that it is a mitzvah. You're still in middle of the Nesu'in. The Nesu'in is not Nigmar. You're Yoytze the Nesu'in, but it wasn't Nigmar Lagamri till the Bia. So you're holding somewhere in the middle. You are Isaac B'Mitzvah, but it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. Hashem came by Besula. We'll see that it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. That's what's Mavur in Rashi. So Rashi Batsim agrees with Tosfos, but Lefi Rashi, it's Gemara right over here. I think we could be Medayik at Tosfos that he held not like Rashi and Pshat in the Gemara. Otherwise, why would Tosfos bring Tfilin, Aveda? El Gemara, that's the chilek between Besula and Almana. Besula is Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, Almana is Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. From the fact that Tosfos doesn't bring the Gemara, it sounds like he learned the Gemara not like Rashi. Even though the Yisoid Rashi agrees with Tosfos, but he learned the Gemara not like Rashi, he learned like the Pashtus in the Gemara. That Almana, which is Loi Torah, is not even Oisik B'Mitzvah at all. But I can't learn from over there Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. That's why Tosfos has to look for other ayahs from Tefillin and from elsewhere and from Aveda.
So yeah. What was the question?
I guess, no, Iyachi Almana Nami, that's either way. The Gemara didn't yet know that it had anything to do with Tirda. The Gemara just thought, maybe the Gemara thought that it was Pater when you're doing the Nesu'in. When you're doing the Nesu'in, or when you're going to do the Nesu'in, when you're on your way, you're doing Halicha, not when you're Yoshe Batal. The Gemara didn't know the Yoshe Batal yet. The Gemara, when it says Tard and Loitard, the Gemara says, we're talking about where it's Yoshe Batal. And Memela, there's enough community between Tard and Loitard. But the question, when the Gemara asked Yachi Alan Amla, the Gemara didn't know yet that we're talking about Yeshiv Batal. We thought that you're actually being Oisik in mitzvah. That's the Chayra, what comes out in Tosfos and Rashi. Okay. Now we're going to start with the Ran. The Ran brings down Shitas HaTosfos, and the Ran asks four kashas on Tosfos. I saw the Lashon of the Bir Halacha in Simon Lamed Ches. He brings down the Ran. He said these are kushyas atzumos on the Pshat of Tosfos. Shtarka kashas. Let's go through some of the kashas. Some of the kashas do sound mamish atzumos. Some of the kashas, let's discuss. Okay, the first, let's open up the Ran inside. The Ran, he brings down Tosfos, the whole piece, and then he says, first of all, he says, Loi nirali. Lefi Tosfos, it comes out that Bashas Chaniyosan means in a case where if he's involved with sukkah, then he'll be mefagri mi mitzvason. He'll delay his mitzvah, he'll be lacking in his mitzvah. The first thing the Ran says, you see where I'm up to over there, Veloi nirali came. It starts the Bramasal v'ikala meidak. Then he brings Tosfos, I'm skipping that because we just learned the Tosfos. And then he says, Veloi nirali came. Yeah? Veloi nirali came. The Pashtu de Milsa le Mashma came. Pashtu mar da Mashma. All Chaniyah is Potter. Whether you're busy with the sukkah, you're not busy with the sukkah, all Chaniyah is Potter. Tosfos says it's not mashma. Now Gemara, and he says from the Gemara, Daf Yud is not mashma. The Ran says the Gemara and Yud is talking about a case, a story over there, that they came to visit the Reish Kalusa, and Rav Nachman put them in a sukkah that Rav Nachman held his kosher, and they held his puzzle. So Rav Nachman said to them, "Why are you being meicha?" So he said, "Well, anyway, pater, because Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah." He says, "So why can't they just go into a different sukkah that's kosher? It's not mistaver that it would have been a tircha to find a different sukkah. That was a sukkah where the noy sukkah were hanging down. What? It's such a tircha to find a different sukkah. So it's not mistaver." Tosfos on Daf Yud says over there also is talking about it was a tircha. This was the only sukkah readily available. Going to another sukkah would have caused problems. And Melo Tosfos the Shitasa has no problem with that Gemara. Fine. So the first kash of the Ran is not a kushat suma. Says it's not mashma. Tosfos el nishkaferlich. Here's the next one. Va'oid midam rinon chosen potter mikriyashma ad moitzoy shabbos im loyasa maisa. That's our Gemara that a chosen is potter mikriyashma. Vim isa de biyachol lakayim meshneim mechayiv neima di boyle lisuve daite kida omar gabi ovel v'lakayim tarvayu. Says Tosfos, says the Ran, there's a kasha. If you say that whenever it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then you're Chayiv in the other mitzvah, Chosin is also Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Let him calm down, let him stop his Tirda, say Kriyashma, and then go back to his Tirda. That's also considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And don't tell me that it's impossible for him to be Miyashav Es Daitai. Zok L'Ran, no, V'loi Motzis Ambes, V'loi Motzi L'Yisuvei Daitai, he can't, it's impossible. That means if the chosin wants to, he could be miyashav es daitoi and do it. So you see that it's something that's possible. So im kein, frek tois, tek the Ran on Tosfos, that chosin itself should be example of efshel l'kayim shneim. Chosin is an example of efshel l'kayim shneim. Calm down, control your tirda, say kriyashma, and then go back to the tirda. So how can you say that when it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then, when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim Yechayiv, then Chosin itself would also be Chayiv. That's the Kasha of the Ran. I want to discuss this Kasha. Lefi, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, we don't have that much about Chosin. We had some Rashis on Chosin. I want to discuss it. First of all, Lefi, what we spoke out from the Ra'ah, and maybe even the Rambam yesterday, the Ran's Kasha doesn't begin. The Ra'ah and the Rambam are Pashtus Mavur, that the reason why a chosin is potter from kriyashma has nothing to do with oisib b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. The reason why he's potter from kriyashma is a new halacha. Tirda is considered an oinus. I ovel is not an oinus. Tirda that comes machmas and mitzvah is considered an oinus, and you're not mechuyev to be masalik the tirda. That's good for the gzeres hakosav. So don't tell me it's efshel lekayim shneim. That's halacha by oisim mitzvah the min mitzvah. This is not a halacha by oisim mitzvah. This is a halacha of tirda in this present matzav. I can't say kriyashma. Elam I bring myself to a matzav that I could. You're not chayev. Why gzeres hakosav? So there's no kasha whatsoever lefi the ra'ah and the Rambam. If Tosis would agree with the A'ah or the Rambam that we spoke at yesterday, he has no kasha b'chlal.
Pashut.
No, the Rambam said that the tirda is, I'm afraid, maybe she's not going to be a basula. We said that tirda is not a tirda of mitzvah. That's a tirda that comes because of the mitzvah, but it's not a tirda of mitzvah. It's not a tirda of oisik b'mitzvah. And the Ra'ah was clear like that. The Ra'ah spoke at it. It's not mishum oisik b'mitzvah, but the men of mitzvah. Wait, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos?
Yeah.
No. Which Rambam? I mean, Halacha? Yeah, it's also not so clear. I want to get to that Rambam. I know what you're talking about. Hilchos Kriyashma, that Rambam? Yeah, Mr. Rambam, I would like to get to that Rambam and learn it together, myself inside and with the Olam inside. So maybe we'll hold off on that.
You're saying the Rambam is not
mashma
like
Ra'ah,
and also like
mashma like Ra'ah. Yeah, but it's, because Ra'ah is mashma even if it's after a mitzvah. The Rambam is mashma only if it's before the mitzvah. But still, in this prat that it's not Oseg B'mitzvah, the Rambam is mashma like Ra'ah. Because it's not an oisik b'mitzvah. Worrying about that she's a basula or not is not considered an oisik b'mitzvah. Fine. So, akabana, for sure, lefi the ra'ah, kasha doesn't begin. So, the Ran obviously doesn't learn like the ra'ah. And we don't know what Tosfos holds, but if anyway, we could take the Ran's kasha and put it on Rashi. Because Rashi, we medayik yesterday, does learn that chasen is mishum oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, not like the ra'ah. And Rashi also holds like Tosfos that when it's efshel lekayim shneim, you're chayiv. And then we could ask the kasha of the Ran. By chosin, it's also considered efshel lekayim shneim. Stop your tirda, say kriyashma, and go back to your tirda and being a chosin. What's the big deal? That's also considered efshel lekayim shneim. That's the Ran's kasha. We'll call it for sure. Kasha on Rashi, kasha on Tosfos. Fine. So, I had one machshava. I'll share it. Rashi says, what is the tirda? The tirda of a chosin is to be miyashiv daitoi, to be losim liboy, liyos baki bedavar. The tirda is preparing you for the bia. So I had a tzad to say, maybe if he'll stop being torrid, then maybe he won't be a bucky. So imken, it's yef shalakayim shneim. It's mamash yef shalakayim shneim, very balabatish. His tirda is helping him being makayim the mitzvah properly. Just like Tosfos says, if it's going to have to look for a sukkah, I won't be makayim my mitzvah tomorrow properly. Over here also, if I'll stop my tirda, maybe I won't be makayim my mitzvah of bia properly. And the male, let's push it balabatish, ef shalakayim shneim.
Ef tirda? It's the only way of being in time to miss it through the tirda.
Yeah, so that's bothering me as well. What?
It's part of the mitzvah. It's something that.
No, but you do have a chiyuv to feed the animal occasionally. You do have a chiyuv. So that's what I had at Sa'ad in Rashi, but I do think it's a doichik. He's sitting there being torrid. He needs to take off exactly 3 minutes to say kriyashma. That will kill his whole thing. He won't be able to do the mitzvah properly. It's fair to believe. And the Gemara that the Ran says, very good. The Ran says that if he wants, he could. Unless a person, that's a person who feels that he's a bucky, maybe. But it's not mastaver. I'm saying it just because of the possibility, but it's really not mastaver. He's sitting there worrying about it. 3 minutes taking off is going to kill the whole thing.
That's stam is a Rashi.
What?
Stam for staying Rashi, where he says
no, but I'm going to explain it more in a second. If there was no din of efshel lekayim shneim, if efshel lekayim shneim was also potter, it would be fine. The maisa, even though I could stop, but right now I'm busy with it. I'm busy with the mitzvah. It's efshel lekayim shneim, I'm potter. The question is specifically because Rashi says, like Tosfos, that when it's efshel lekayim shneim, you're chayiv. So over here also, it should be efshel lekayim shneim. That's what the Ran is asking. So I was just suggesting, maybe no, because if you'll stop, you won't be a bucky. It's not mustafa. A 3 minute break in this tirda is not going to make a man into a bucky. So back to the kasha of the Ran. This should be considered efshel chosin, should be considered efshel lekayim shneim. What is pshat in Rashi and Tosfos? So I think the pshat in Rashi and Tosfos is actually very simple. And I'll say over what I think in Rashi and Tosfos, then we'll see if I care. The Ran is an interesting chiddush. I think it's mamish very simple. What does efshel lekayim shneim mean? Rashi says that when it's efshel lekayim shneim, you're chayiv. Tosfos says when it's efshel lekayim shneim, you're chayiv. When it's efshel lekayim shneim, potter. What does it mean efshel lekayim shneim, and what does it mean efshel lekayim shneim? The Ran seems to have understood means efshel lekayim shneim means that neither of the mitzvahs will be lost. You'll, at the end of the day, you'll have both mitzvahs. That's what Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means. Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means that one mitzvah, the first mitzvah, will get lost. If you do the second mitzvah, you lose the first mitzvah. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Then you do the first mitzvah. Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means where both mitzvahs won't get lost. You'll have both, at the end of the day, you'll have both mitzvahs in your pocket. So that's what the Ran says. In the case of Chosen, that's Mamish Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. If you take a 3-minute break for Kriya Shema, you'll have your Kriya Shema, you'll have your Bekiyas in your Bia, you'll have everything. So it's called Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Because Efshel and E-Efshel means, will I have both mitzvahs or will I not have both mitzvahs? I think, very simply, and we'll see, we'll prove it, Rashi and Tosfos learn that's not what Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means. Even if I will have both mitzvahs at the end of the day, but I can't do both mitzvahs at the same time, that's called E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. If it's impossible to do both at one time, that's E-Efshel. In the case of Chosen, could I do both at one time? No. My Oisik B'Mitzvah is thinking about the Bia. The Kriya Shema is thinking about Kriya Shema. Those two things can't be done at the same time. That's for Rashi, E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. The Poshet on different wavelengths. The Ran was understanding, you want to be machalik between Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, it must be, E-Efshel means you'll lose one mitzvah, Efshel means I won't lose. That's not what I mean. Even if you won't lose any of the mitzvahs, it's also called E-Efshel, because you can't do both of them at the same time. What's called Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? Like by tefillin. Where at the same time that I'm wearing my tefillin, I could also do the other mitzvah. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem Bivas Achas. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. By Shomer Aveda, the Veda's on the shelf, I could do the mitzvah of giving the Oni. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem Bivas Achas. That's what it means, Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. But if you can't do them Bivas Achas, even though you won't lose any mitzvah, that's also called E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. It's Poshet, a different wavelength, Rashi, and the Ran. What the Ran is calling Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, like by Chosen, Rashi would call Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Because it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, Lefi Rashi just add one word, Lefi Tosfos. L'Kayim Shneihem Bivas Achas. That's the word, Lefi Tosfos and Rashi. How do I know that? Avaraya Brura. Tosfos says, in the case of Aveda. Huh? 1 second. Tosfos says, in the case of an Aveda, if the Aveda is sitting on your shelf and you're not doing anything, that's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. If you're in the middle of shaking out the talis or feeding the animal, that's called E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Why is that called E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? Right now the Ani came and I'm in the middle of shaking out the talis. Let me put the talis down, give the Ani some money, and a minute later go back to the talis. The talis won't self-destruct if it waits another minute. The animals won't starve to death if they wait another minute. I'm in the middle of giving mezainis to the animal. I'll stop a second, go to the ani, and then go back to the animal. So it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. What does Tosfos say? That's considered a case of E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Faker. That should be a case of Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. The Teretz is, Tosfos is in the same wavelength as Rashi. E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem Bivas Achas. When the Aveda's on your shelf, you could be Makayim Shneihem Bivas Achas. If I'm in the middle of working with the Aveda, I'm giving mezainis to the animal, I can't do that Bivas Achas with the mitzvah of giving the Oni. That's called E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. So I have a Beferish Arayah in Tosfos that when we discuss Efshel L'Kayim and E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, it doesn't mean whether one will be lost or it won't be lost. It means whether you could do them both at the same time or not. I think that's Beferish Arayah from Divrei HaTosfos. Ar kedekach be'emes, what?
How could the Ron ask his question though? If it's like he's asking a question
on Tosfos,
right?
And if he Tosfos, the question doesn't begin.
I'm saying clearly from the case of Tosfos.
Oh, very good. I'm about to say that. Beautiful. So lechayra lefi the Ran, it will come out that he shouldn't even know what Tosfos is talking about in his raya from Aveda. Aveda is never considered E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Aveda is always considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Feed the Ran. In the Ran's world, Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means you lose one. Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem means, well, you won't lose any of them. So Aveda is considered, in the Ran's eyes, Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Tosfos calls it E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. L'chor, the Ran should tie into that on Tosfos. So the emes is, I'm going to show you inside, the Ran does tie into that on Tosfos. He doesn't make a official kasha on Tosfos about that, but you see in the words of the Ran that he argues on Tosfos on this prat. I'm going to show it inside. This is very, very shtak to see how to learn the Ran. The Ran did originally bring Tosfos with the whole story of Aveda. The Ran, we're going to get to the Shitas Ran soon, argues, and he says even by Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, there's also a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah, p'tur b'mitzvah. And then the Ran goes back to talk about Aveda. The Ran says, the Yisoid as follows. We're going to get to the Ran soon. I'll just say it over b'ktzara. The Ran says, even when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you're p'tur b'mitzvah. Even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So why when it's Tefillin b'roish are you chayiv in mitzvahs? Says the Ran, because only someone who's Isaac in a mitzvah, he's involved in the mitzvah, he's Isaac in the mitzvah, then he's potter min a mitzvah, even though it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. When it's Tefillin B'Roshay, I'm not oisik in a mitzvah, I'm not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is happening. When you're wearing tzitzis, you're not doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah is happening. When the mitzvah is happening on its own, then you're chayav in mitzvahs. However, if you're oisik b'mitzvah, even though it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then you're going to be potter. That's the Yesod of the Ran. Now, look what the Ran says, and how he brings an example. Look, I don't know which Gemaras you have. Lefikach mirali, do isek b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Yeah, you have that one? Yeah, towards the bottom. Lefikach mirali, do isek b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, afal pi sheyochel l'kayim eshneim, vahid nedarim, loy muchach amidi. Why? Devadai b'shah sh'avedem mishumeres b'tevasoi, loy miftar, do isek b'mitzvah amrinon. Oisek, v'loy mekayim mitzvah. Umisha aveda etzloy, when he has the aveda in his shelf, ato pishu mekayim mitzvah, einu oisek ba, ela b'shosha menara letzarka, only when he's working with it, then he's oisek, ubahishaita vaday potter lemesa pruta la'ani, ato pishu efshu lekayim eshneim, even though you could be mekayim eshneim, v'lachzor lenaroi. You could give money to the Ani, stop being Manayar the Aveda, stop working with the Talis, give him the money and go back to it. So it is Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And still you're Potter because you're Isaac. You see, B'soich Dvarav, without making a big deal about it, the Ran says that even when you are working with the Aveda, it's called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, not like Toisvus. Toisvus says when you're working with Aveda, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. The Ran says when you're working with the Aveda, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. He says, Klar, so why are you potter? A riot to my yisoid. Even when it's efshel l'kayim shneim, if you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're doing something, you're potter, even though it's efshel. So you see, there's another machlokes going on between the Ran and Tosfos. Tosfos says that aveda, while you're doing something with the aveda, it's efshel l'kayim shneim. And the Ran says that when you're doing something with the aveda, it is efshel l'kayim shneim. That's l'shitosam. They're on different wavelengths of what's called efshel l'kayim shneim. It's a very interesting. You'll find that in Rishon, the Pasha not talking to each other. The Ran understood what does it mean efshel l'kayim shneim, that I'll have both mitzvahs. Efshel l'kayim shneim is you lose one of the mitzvahs. Says the Ran, aveda is efshel l'kayim shneim. Chosin is efshel l'kayim shneim. I'll stop for a minute, 3 minutes, say Krishma, go back to my tirad, I'll have both mitzvahs. That's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. What are you talking about? Tosfos learned, no, with Rashi, that Efshel L'Kayim Shneim means that you could do both bevas achas. That's called Efshel. If it's E Efshel as a Shneim bevas achas, even though at the end of the day you'll have both, that's called E Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And then you say, mitzvahs, both of them in a mitzvah. That's what comes out, L'Choira, L'Fi, Tosfos. So we have a machloikis, what, in the terminology, what is called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Why is that called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good question. That was also the next thing I was going to talk about. So Tosfos, Lefi Tosfos, it comes out. Lefi the way the Ran understood the chiluk between Efshel and Efshel, I hear Klar, the Svaras behind it. If it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, I'm going to lose a mitzvah. Lose a mitzvah is very chomer, then you're potter from a mitzvah. If you're not going to lose a mitzvah, big deal, so do the other mitzvah. That svar is easy to hear. But Lefi Tosfos and Rashi, what are we saying? That the ikar is bevas achas. If it's efshel l'kayim shneim bevas achas, then you're chayiv. If it's efshel l'kayim shneim bevas achas, only bezechazeh, then you're going to be potter. What's the bir hadavar? I think the bir hadavar between Rashi and Tosfos really is like we were saying from the beginning of our zman. That the yisoid of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah is, I'm already doing a chiyuv. So there's no room for another chiyuv. If right now I'm doing a chiyuv, even though true, I could stop and go back to it later. But right now I'm doing a chiyuv. You can't bother me with other chiyuv when I'm doing a chiyuv. If bevas achas I could do the other mitzvah, then there's room for the second mitzvah to be chal. Why not? You're right, I'm doing a chiyuv. This chiyuv is bechlal not a stira on any level to my first chiyuv. I could do them both bevas achas mamish. tefillin. I could do them both masach. It's not a stira. So the fact that I'm being makayim the mitzvah of tefillin is not a stira to any other mitzvah that comes up.
According to the Ron, you're making it's a hesed between the two when you do this.
What?
Is it going to be a stira? I'm saying.
No. One second. So lefi this world that the yisoid of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah means that the second chiyuv has no room to bichal. I hear a very stark achilik between yochel l'kayim shnei b'vasachas or ein yochel l'kayim shnei b'vasachas. Even if I could be makayim it later, that's not enough. If right now I can't do anything else, no other chiyuv is chal. If I could do it right now while I'm doing the first mitzvah, then the second chiyuv could be chal. That's a beautiful chiluk. It looks to me that the Ram didn't work that way. This mahalach that we were saying in Oisik B'mitzvah, that the second chiyuv has no room to be chal, that's the world of Rashi and Tosis. The Ram didn't learn that way. Maybe he learned Stam Adin of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam and a mitzvah. Then the Ram says, the only svar I could hear to be mahalik maybe, is if I'll lose one mitzvah, then it's more choshev. If I won't lose it, then we don't care. But the chiluk in between Vas Achas and Nat, that the Ram couldn't fathom Bechlal such a chiluk. That's only in our world how we were explaining the aside of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam and a mitzvah means that there's no room for another chiyuv. That's the Bir Hadov. So the Ram and Tosis and Rashi are Pasha working with a separate deck of cards. The Ram couldn't understand what Rashi and Tosis were talking about. He understood that if you don't lose the other mitzvah, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And Rashi said, that's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Because the Maisim Abbas Achas, that's the Bir Hadov. And Memele, it's very geschmack that Chosen, like we explained, is considered Lefi Rashi Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. True, I could stop, but if I stop, I'm not doing any more the mitzvah of Chosen. And that's called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. I think Zeh Geshmak, the masakloikis between the Ran and Tosfos.
How did the Ran understand
Tosfos? So that's what I'm saying. He brings Tosfos, he never asks official kasha on him, but he argues on him. Later on, he says, you're not like Tosfos. He brought Tosfos that said, Aveda, when you're working on this, called the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. He says, Beferish, at the end, it's not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. I would have liked the Ran should say, a Beferish, Kash on Tosis. What are you talking about, Aveda's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? Aveda's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. I would have liked him to say that. He doesn't ask it as a kasha, but he's meramis to this. He definitely clearly argues on Tosis. He says, Kineket Tosis. You saw what I showed. Right? So it would have been geschmack if he would have said, what are you talking about? He doesn't say that, but fine. That's the way we shouldn't talk. They talk Bekitzer. Yeah, clear? I think it's ganz klar. Machloik is between Tosis and the Ran, Rashi and the Ran. What is the pshat of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? Now, we mentioned this Rashi yesterday, but now it's a little clearer to me. I think that Rashi on Daf Chavavim and Aleph has another teretz to the kasha of B'shas Chaniyoson. B'shas Chaniyoson, Tois had a problem. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So Tois answered, we have the Rav Yo and Toisvis that it's going to bother, Sukkah will bother your mitzvah. So it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, which Tuli mentioned yesterday, Rashi says like this on Daf Chavav, Hoylchen l'dvar mitzvah p'turim b'yoyim uvalayla. Rashi says, Afo pisha ein hoylchen ela b'yoyim, they rest at night, u'mishum d'turudin v'doyagin b'machshevas ha-mitzvah v'bitikuneh p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Rashi maybe was bothered by Tosis's kasha. I b'shas chaniyosan et efshel l'kayim shneim. Rashi's answer is, but you're busy being torud about your mitzvah that you're doing. You're busy torah about your derech. If you're going to start getting busy finding yourself a sukkah, you'll have to stop that tirda. I'm busy being torah in my mitzvah that I'm in the middle of doing. If I'm going to start doing a sukkah, I'll be busy with the sukkah and not with that. I won't be able to do torah. So you'll be stopping your tirda. That's also called the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Just like a chosen stopping his tirda, even though it won't impair his bia, like we said, it's not mastaber, the 3-minute break will impair his bia. Over here also, even if his stopping the tirda of tomorrow won't impair his halicha of tomorrow on any level, but the etzem tirda is an oisik b'mitzvah. And bevas achas of doing that tirda, I can't be involved in my sukkah, the tirda of the sukkah which teret. That's the same thing as chosen. And you'll say it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. The same reason why chosen is Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, that will also be Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So Rashi is another teretz. We have Tosfos, we have the Rav Yoh, and we have Rashi. That during the Chaniya, there's also a tirda about for tomorrow. And I don't think that's such an akimta. When a person is on a trip and he rests at night, what's on his mind at night? Tomorrow's continuation. That's a normal thing. That's not such an akimta. He's a weird person that he's tired. He's very normal. That's a normal tirda for tomorrow, getting ready for tomorrow. So Lefi Rashi, we have another teretz. Why? B'shas Chaniya is going to be about there. In Rashi's world, that would be considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneim.
That's a chiddush because it's not going to help anything.
He's not. He's busy working. I'm not sure if he won't help. Tikuna, Rashi says Tikuna. That means you're figuring out the right way. The right way. We, I don't know what he's figuring out. Where he's going to hire the right horse. I don't. Whatever he's working on, he's figuring things out. He's right. He doesn't say Bucky, but I thought Tikuna is the parallel to Bucky. To do it right. To do tomorrow's job right. To do the beer right is Bucky Bedover. So for Rashi, we have another Teres. That's called the Yashul Kaim Shneim. Yeah, weird. Yes, he's asking a good question, which you find a lot of times in Tosfos. Tosfos, if Rashi and Daf Chavov is answering Tosfos's Kasha, why wouldn't Tosfos bring the Rashi? What does he have against that Rashi? It's such a bad Rashi. What does he have against the Rashi? He doesn't even bring it, and he just says a different shot. The Mordechai B'Shem the Rav Yo also. Everyone ignoring Rashi. You find that a lot of times, and I'm not saying it's not Ha'ara. It is Ha'ara that has to be addressed. I don't know the exact answer to that Ha'ara.
Is Rashi telling us that you need this?
What?
What if I don't have this tier that I worked that, it out all on my computer before?
Then in Echanami, you'll be chayef, because the Efshel Kaim Shneim. That's what's been doing in Rashi. But that's what I said. It's not such a nukimta. Maybe now there's a computer, but there's ways. But then they had to have it in their mind beforehand, and they had to think about it. So it was a normal thing to have a tirta. But in Echanami, if you're right, it could be negeh halach lemaisa. If a person is hoylach b'derech mitzvah and he has no tirta, He's great. He has no tirdas whatsoever. He's being taken care of. He has his computer. He has everything. And Echami, he'll be chayv. So it comes out. If he's that, possibly. Al-Kaponim, that's the machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos. Okay. We don't have too much more time left. Lemaisa, the Ran asks another two kashas on Tosfos and Rashi. Again, the Bir Halacha says the kasha is atzumas. The first kasha, zikr, is not called a kasha, kushi atzuma. Tosfos, the first kasha was, it's not mashma that they were Torah, that they would ruin their mitzvah of tomorrow by chaniyah. That's a kasha, it's not a kasha atzuma. The second kasha is a big kasha in the Ran's world. In Rashi's world, that's not a kasha at all. The next two kashas are the chayra, kushi atzumas. That's probably what the Bir Halacha is going on. What?
The Bir Halacha was going on
the first one? I don't know, I just says the Ran asks kushes atzumais. I'm saying lefi the way we're learning the first kasha zichin had a kushi atzuma. It's a taina. The second kasha, I don't know. In the Ran's world, it's a kushi atzuma, but in Rashi's world, it's not a kushi. It's not a kushi at all. The second two kashas lechayra are mamish kushi atzuma. The Ran brings. I mentioned it yesterday. The Ran brings that people who are choyfrei kuchim. They're digging kfarim, so the potter from all mitzvahs, not only while they're in the middle of digging, even when they take a lunch break in the middle of the digging to continue afterwards, they're also potter. Now, to be called an oisek b'mitzvah during the break, that we understand. Like we explained, the chani is also called oisek b'mitzvah. But l'chor, it's efshel kaim shneim. You can't say kriyashma while you have the break. Why is that not efshel? Is he torrid? I was wondering, is over there also he torrid? I mean, he's torrid about how he's going to dig the next grave.
Just in the middle of
maybe.
It.
Maybe. No, that's not enough middle. Because you have to be Yeshul Kaim Shneim. Vasachas. During the break, could he say Kriyashma?
He needs a break to continue
digging. Beseder. So, oh, what? And Kriyashma is going to ruin his break?
Yeah.
What? Because he's going to be so involved with Kriyashma, he can't rest.
It's manual work. Grinding is manual work.
Right.
Saying Kriyashma
is not going to bother that. Right. I mean, maybe the Briskarov's Kriyashma might have shtered him. But. What? But. But Hoylach B'Derech Tosfos says that if you would find a sukkah, it will delay you tomorrow. Yeah, what about it? Where? Hoylach B'Derech B'Shas Chaniyosan? Pater of Kriyishma? Lefi Tosfos, for sure not. Lefi Rashi? Yesh Lodin. That's interesting. Lefi Rashi? I didn't realize that. Stop a second. We have a Nafkamino Lalach between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say someone's Hoylach B'Derech B'Shas Chaniyosan is Yichayiv and Kriyishma. Lefi Tosfos, he's not chayiv in Kriyashma. And Lefi Rashi, he is chayiv in... I'm sorry, Lefi Tosfos, he is chayiv in Kriyashma. Because Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It could be even while he's going, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Lefi Rashi, where he has the Tirda, so maybe then he wouldn't be chayiv in Kriyashma. We mentioned this yesterday. So I mentioned yesterday, I remember what?
Maybe when he's going, he has to say Kriyashma. When he's stopped, he doesn't. So when he's going,
there's no Tirda. The Tirda is only when he stopped. Is that true? Maybe. Anyway, it's a good point. That's a good point.
Just tell me when you stop.
No, because you could say Kriyishma while you're being Halich. Could be a special kind of shneim, unless it's Tirda. Without Tirda, just the Etzem Halicha doesn't shter. The Etzem Halicha wouldn't shter from Kriyishma. You're allowed to say Kriyishma while you're walking. A kaponim, that's a good point, which I didn't think of before. But anyway, the Ran, what were we saying? So the Ran asked that kasha from the kfarim. That's a chorepeldik kasha. Unless you say he's torred while he's resting. But otherwise, it's shver to say that it's shepater in Kriyashma. That's one question. Here's another question, that it says someone who's shomer as hames. A shomer for a mace is also pater from kol mitzvahs. He's pater from Kriyashma. The chayr over there is also efshel kaim shneim. It's possible. While you're watching the mace, say Kriyashma. What's the problem? Unless I saw someone wanted to answer that the reason why there's machlokes is why you have to be shomer a mace. One of the tzadim in the Gemara why you have to be shomer a mace is memeach barim. Because there's a chashash that mice will come and be menavel the mace and eat the mace. So you have to watch what's going on. If you're going to be busy with your Kriyashma and you're being machaven, you won't be able to watch makbarim properly. That would be a possible
terror. You have kavana for watching devar?
No, but Pasha, if you could close your eyes and say Kriyashma with kavana, you might not notice the mice. That might be a terror. But those are the two kashas that, the other two kashas, it's four kashas altogether. These are the second two kashas that the Ran asks, which are, I see we're trying to say something to Ritzim, but they're not so simple. But Shem, tomorrow I want to continue with the Ran. There's some more pratim in the Ran. The Ran, after, when the Ran says, is Yisoy, that even by Efshel Kaim Shneim, he says, you're potter, as long as you're being Oisik. However, the Ran says, if there's no tircha b'chlal in doing the second mitzvah, then you're going to be chayiv, even if you're Oisik in a mitzvah. The Ran says, he says, L'shainus over there, we have to learn the Ran. We'll continue with the Ran, and then maybe a few more nekudas before we're ready to move on.
Maybe the Ran is on Akasha and Rashi, we're saying.
That's what we're saying, right. Slach HaRabba.
Thank you, Rabbi.